from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins, and
my name is Nigel Payne.
It's the start of September already, so what's happened? We're looking down the barrel of 2027. So that means we're going to do a bit of reflective discussion, because I said to Nigel before we came on air that I had this question, which I was just interested in, because AI obviously is gripping everyone and everything in some shape or form. And I thought, so what about a question like, what has the learning industry learned from 30 years of digital learning? I thought that would be maybe that's an interesting question, because if AI is going to transform everything in the way that everyone says it is, then would it be useful to look back at what the learning industry has managed to do with digital already, and to see whether it has worked? What have we learned from that? I don't see anyone talking about that, but I think that's it's always useful to look at history to give you a sense of what we might do in the future. What will we repeat, or what would we not do? I think, yeah. So that was my thought. And then Nigel said, oh, let's just go for it, hit the record button. And here we are. So there's the question.
Yeah.
So you've been at the heart of all this, Nigel, the last three decades, haven't you? So, and you've seen digital, you've seen digital in all its forms, from its kind of early beginnings to now. And we are on the cusp of technology now that could dramatically change how things are done. So what are we going to go into this new, kind of the AI era, with the same approach we've taken for the last three decades with digital?
I think that's a very good and worthwhile question to ask. And the answer is, it's quite possible. Now, I'm thinking back to the COVID pandemic when everything shut down. I was working with a university which will remain nameless, and we had to switch from face-to-face to online. And the business school that I was working with said, oh, we've done that. It's all sorted. It's absolutely fine. I was astonished. What? It just took a day. We've done it. And what they did was, they had faculty who used to come into a classroom and go through 60 PowerPoint slides, now came into a studio, faced a camera, and did exactly, I'm talking about exactly what they did to students, but they did it to the camera. And I said, hey, we've done it. It's e-learning. It's fine. It's great. And of course, it was anything but great. And in some ways, if you go right back to the very beginning, the mental model was, let's just try and create these analogues of what we do already, but do it in a kind of digital, cheaper, speeded up, easy to distribute way. So we went from one to a few to one to hundreds of thousands. It was instantly scalable. But no one spent a lot of time thinking about the nature of what you were doing, and the fact that you shifted the means of communication changed everything. All that the view was we were doing was just creating unit costs dropping. We're creating an environment where unit costs went from, say, a few pounds to a few pennies to deliver. And no one really thought much about the models and the processes and modifying practice. Now, that did come, and we've done some amazing things online, but we've done it by breaking out of the mode that was there previously. And what worries me about AI is we will do exactly the same. We will just assume that everything we do now is fine, but we'll just speed it up a little bit with AI. And we can say, oh, it causes efficiencies and makes us more productive. Whereas the truth is, that would destroy even the little credibility that we have now, because AI is systemic and no one's focusing on how the systems will be affected and how those systems will change. So it's a good time to think back. What did we actually learn? What have we actually achieved in 30 years? And I remember the shift, this is really dating me, from acetate. I used to have a pile of acetates about 6 foot high, And you just go through them and you pick the 20 or that you're going to use on an overhead projector. And when PowerPoint came in, people simply converted all of their acetates to PowerPoint slides and then shuffled those around and presented them. No thought was involved in that process. And I worry that no thought is going to be involved in this process. And AI should be hitting people on the head. They should be lying on the ground going, oh my goodness, everything's changed. How do we re where do we start? Where do we start from scratch? If we were beginning from here, what would we do in the light of this? But no one is. It's just we're here. This is the point. How can AI be used to spin the plates faster or spin more plates? Not good. But that may be a very cynical view. Maybe there's masses of stuff going on in the background that I'm not aware of. And maybe you are, Martin. You cynical.
No, I'm very interesting listening to you actually, because I think that one thing that I, one word that out for me was systems, because I think the difference now is that learning has been afforded the opportunity to just play around with content. Content has been the proxy for learning, mostly this idea of learning as knowledge, but content as knowledge rather. The whole learning cycle has been kind of reduced to that, right? And then digital came along and it helped scale that really cheaply. And the whole industry seems to be built around that, the digital industry. It was all about learning management systems. It was all content, wasn't it? And it was the ability to be able to see if someone had done something. So you could tick that off, a lot of it compliance led. And now that is going to be completely, the problem is that's not systemic. That's just learning as an external input into the organization or functional input. Then suddenly you've got the learning is happening as a part of the process. The AI is rewiring the process. So the role of what we're doing as humans might well change. And also within that, the technology might afford us the ability to just pick up, be able to do things more easily and quickly as a part of the work because it's already woven into it even more than it is now. For me, if I was to look back, I'd say the whole industry has been built around one small part of the learning cycle, and it's made it, try to make it the learning cycle almost. And I think that's where the reckoning is going to come because people won't, we don't need that. This content's not the issue anymore. There's something else going on. And so there's the system stuff, the remodeling of processes maybe, and what our work roles look like. And then there's the what's the learning? How are we learning? And how does that work? And then we find ourselves in this whole weird sort of world of it's human or is it AI? And that the human stuff is all going to be relational. That is what we do. Yeah. We work together. And so I would imagine we have this need to be together, to be able to learn from each other still. And I do wonder, and the actual practice as well is can be a very hands-on real thing. I know that digital can help with all of that. And maybe we'll see a lot more focus on the practice-based stuff. That's what AI might help a lot more with, which and it's beginning to do that. But I do wonder whether we need to be a bit more mindful of the hype and being sucked into the scale economics of digital that the industry has been, and actually take a real look at what is needed. How would you use this technology actually? And what are the foundations upon which it's built? What is the thinking, the theory about how humans learn and how AI fits
And
into
how
it?
humans work, it's got to be about work. This is going to change how humans work. And if you've got a group of people who are supposed to be about helping work, and they have nothing to say about that, they focus on this is about learning and how learning changes, then people are going to get very quickly frustrated because they're going to miss the point that it's about integration now. And above all, AI changes the nature of what we do and what we call work and why we call it work and what the output of work is going to be. And if you manage to disengage from that, you're not going to have a job, as far as I can see. really crucial. We're at this amazing inflection point, I think. It's
right.
Probably a good place to leave it.
Yeah, I'm pleased I asked, and thanks
Yeah,
for
I'm
your
glad you asked too.
and dear listeners, if you hear this episode and you've got something to say, then please do. We'll put it on LinkedIn or wherever and just chuck your thoughts our way as well, because I think it's quite an interesting idea. It's like, what have we learned from the last 30 years of digital? Great, Nigel. Thank you very
Thank
much.
you. Always a pleasure.
From scratch.